have to do is
enter the store,
go straight to the refreshment area,
get himself a nice fresh bottle of Maggi.
It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep.
Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed,
feel free.
Don't ask for water.
Ask for Manzi.
Manzi, yeah.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, DEC warns of looming massive arrest over drug theft crisis. CDF bazaaries changed lives in Mfue. In international news, hundreds of arrests during deadly Angola fuel protests. In sports news, FAS seeks to renegotiate Arsenovic debt.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
With the news in detail, my name is Precious Piri. In local news, Drug Enforcement Commission DEC Director General Nason Banda has warned that the country should brace itself for massive arrests in connection with the escalating theft of medicines. Banda reveals that DEC has deployed officers across the country who are expected to return soon with findings that will lead to arrest of those implicated in the drug theft scandal. He has backed recent concerns raised by United States Ambassador to Zambia, Michael Gonzalez, saying the envoy was right to raise alarms over the situation, noting that the appetite for crime among some individuals in the country has reached what he described as international standards. The DEC chief has also expressed concern over the sudden mushrooming of fueling stations in the country, describing them as potential conduits for money laundering, prompting a collaboration with the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, towards an impending report to establish the reasons behind the trend. Meanwhile, Banda has also disclosed that the commission has frozen over $6 million and an additional 6 million rand suspected to be proceeds of crime in a move he described signals an intensified crackdown in illicit financial activities. Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa has called for collective action to tackle the challenges of climate change and its impact on the economy. Kangwa says collaborative efforts are needed to enhance the country's climate resilience and transition to a green economy. He was speaking during a stakeholders' public-private dialogue forum with the African Climate Foundation in Lusaka today. Kangwa has also encouraged the African Climate Foundation, SCF, to continue supporting Zambia's climate policy development, including the implementation of nationally determined contributions. Meanwhile, Ministry of Green Economy and Environment Permanent Secretary Doughty Chibamba notes that Zambia has a robust framework of policy documents, including the Nationally Determined Contribution, National Adaptation Plan, and Green Growth Strategy. However, Dr. Chibamba has stressed the urgent need for climate action, acknowledging the devastating drought that affected the country last year. Africa Climate Foundation Deputy Head of Programs, Zira, has pledged to support Zambia in mobilizing finances for climate-related projects, adding that the organization has a proven track record of securing funding for government in Africa. ZERA has cited SCF's work in South Africa, where they helped secure $8.5 billion in communities in commitments for the Just Energy Transition Partnership Package. The Zambia Institute of Chartered Accounting, ZICA, has expressed concern over the growing illegal mining trade, warning that it poses serious economic, environmental, legal, and social risk to the country. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka this morning, ZICA President Yande Mwenye says the 2024 Financial Intelligence Center report revealed suspected illicit financial flows amounting to $3.5 billion, mostly linked to commercial activities by multinational enterprises. Mwenye has explained that illegal mining bypasses taxation, depriving the state of critical revenue, while weak regulation has limited the capacity to enforce mining laws and monitor mining areas. She has also noted that findings of the forensic audit at the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supply Agency, ZAMSA, points to the need for urgent reforms and stronger accountability mechanisms in the management of the country's medical supply chain. Meanwhile, Mwenye has called for the proposed lands and deeds Amendment Bill number 13 of 2025 to be halted and withdrawn to allow for a broader legislative process with a full consultation of all stakeholders. Still in local news, an economic expert has highlighted how agriculture remains one of the most contributing sectors to the country's economic growth, among other contributing sectors. Speaking in an interview with Unza Radio, Kelvin Tisanga says with 40% of arable land and young people seeking for job opportunities, agriculture remains one of the most inclusive engine to meet these needs, as it is a site for job creation. Tisanga says it is high time the country invested decisively in high-value crop production, vertical integration, and rational and regional exports, and he has since called on relevant authorities to build an agricultural value chain that feeds the nation and the region. Meanwhile, climate smart agriculture expert Oliver Wulaya says while Zambia has a lot of opportunities to expand production of high value crops and has fertile land to support that, implementation of strategic positions will help with inclusion of experts. Wulaya says holistic development can be delivered from the agriculture sector with full utilization of all the subsectors in it, meeting the agenda of alleviating poverty levels and boosting the economy. And finally, in local news, some youths of Mfue constituency who have benefited from the Constituency Development Fund CDF bursary component have expressed gratitude to President Hakainde Hichilema for giving them the opportunity to acquire skills training. Euphanes Chelwe, a 22-year-old resident of Mfue, says he was able to attend a qualification in auto electrical engineering at Nakumbi College, thanks to support from the CDF bursary. Chalwe also commended the president's gesture of providing sponsorship to underprivileged youths, describing it as a demonstration of his commitment to improving the lives of Zambians. Chalwe